The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Baum from The Morning Routine, and we are back with another dope new artist to spotlight for y'all. Hope you guys have been appreciating these. Today, we're talking to a young new artist out of the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. He does everything, produces, engineers, he's on the beat, he's off the beat, he's mixing, mastering, he does it all. If his name is on the track, it is all over the track. So we hope you guys appreciate this one. And question, the spotlight is on you, homie. Let's go. What up, everybody? Welcome back to the spotlight right here on The Morning Routine. We got a dope new artist. I wouldn't really say he's new. He's been around the block, but he's doing his thing now. He's blowing up, getting his name out there, starting to get heard, doing a lot of his own music, makes his own beats, writes his own rhymes, does his own thing, produces, engineers, mix, masters, all that good stuff. Representing the A, ATL, Georgia. We got Question. What up, dude? How you doing today?
Hey, what's good, man? How y'all feeling?
Can't complain. Another day, another dollar spent.
Hell yeah.
For anybody that doesn't know who Question is, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how long you've been doing this for. Just give the people a little glimpse into who Question is.
Well, I'm representing East Point, which is the same area of the A that Outkast claims. So I like to tell people I'm the best thing out of the Point since Outkast.
Okay.
I'm the stoner kid.
I heard that.
And I freestyle. I make my own beats. I've been winning a lot of beat battles. I probably won like over 10 beat battles in the city in the last like 3 years. I've been dropping singles, just trying to basically build my name up, man, and let people know I got dope, funky ass shit coming, man. It's like a real new wave sound, but I still be spitting bars at the same time. So I care a lot about music, and I care a lot about trying to forward the instruments and really just trying to introduce people to new ideas and new ways, you know what I'm saying, and create trends. But then I really also care about like the lyrics and shit, keeping that shit up to date, but still making that shit digestible for the kids, man. So that's me.
Yeah, so you want the beat to be there, you want the words, and then you gel it with the flavor, with the swag of today.
The vibe, exactly.
So
it's not too fucking hard for people to understand it, man. You can get behind it in the club. You know what I'm saying? It's real lit. Everything is cool.
That's what's up. Bro.
What inspires you when you sit down in front of a beat? Now you say you make your own beats, you do a lot of your own stuff. So what's that inspiration? Where do you draw that inspiration from? Like what keeps you going when you sit down in front of your studio equipment there and start making stuff? What inspires you?
I'm always listening to music, so just whatever I'm happening to listen to at the time, like I get vibes. Like I might be listening to a different rapper, somebody I look up to. I might hear them do something crazy in a song, like Eminem or Tech N9ne or somebody. They might do some crazy lyrics, and I'm like, damn, like how can I get to that level? So it make me want to work. Or like I might be listening to somebody like Reliant K or like The Fray or some like crazy shit, like just kind of vibing out, and I'm like, how can I bring this to rap? So then I try to like put it together. The weird thing is, like, a lot of times I don't really make my own beats. Like, I make beats all day, and then I sell them to different artists, or I go to beat battles and I make beats for other people, or I make it for YouTube. The only time I make a beat for myself is if I can't find a beat to match what's in my head. Because, like, usually when I'm making a beat, I hear a certain artist on there. So then, like, if I try to rap on it, I'm gonna try to rap like that artist. So instead, I'll get beats from other producers, whether it be like my mentees. Like, I got a whole team of blind high school kids now that are making beats on iPads, and a lot of them are artists themselves, and they're really fucking dope. So they keep my ears sharp too.
I do beats also. I use Logic. When you're in the beat making era, you're only as good as your plug-in and your sound. So how you feel about these new sounds now? You know, you got the new, everybody doing the 808 with the hi-hats and, you know, cold snare. What you think about the new sounds now? Like,
I fuck with that shit.
Yeah, because that's honestly, what's relevant now. That's once again, that's what's up today.
Yeah. Honestly, what happened is, I'll speak on that song, because, like, so what you're talking about is, like, this drum selection and sound selection are two very important things, man. You can be the most talented musician, bro, but if you're using a pack of 2005 drums and shit, your shit just don't sound up to date. Nobody's going to want to hear it.
So you got that Scott Storch pack?
Yeah, that shit, yo, that ain't going to cut it, bro. That ain't gonna cut it no more.
You got that but old cool and Drake.
Storch, actually, yo, it's got the cool and Drake, the runner's pack, yo.
Hey, all of these sounds recycled.
No, Scott Storch just made a comeback.
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm not trying to brag, but I was blessed. I was blessed to just produce a record for an artist that Scott Storch is working with right now. So there's some big shit going on with his name. So, I definitely fuck with, I'm very selective and very picky about the sounds and the drums that I use. See, I have a YouTube channel where I upload beats every day, and I do this thing called a type beat. So it's like Drake type beat, Rick Ross type beat, Tyga type beat. Yeah. And with those, you have to be very selective. You got to know exactly what drum kits their producers use and use the same one to replicate it. So I believe in that shit, and I believe in trying to be one of the people. Like, I want to be the next, like, Timbaland, Dre type person that'll forward the sound and have everybody copying my drum cadences and shit like that. But at the same time, being a biggest artist like Wiz Khalifa carrying the Stoner Kid shit on my back, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to go A-list with my shit.
That's dope.
That's what's up.
How old were you? Like, when did you start realizing this is what you wanted to do? Like, making music? Like, when did you realize, like, you really had this skill? Like, you had this talent?
I realized I had the talent for real when I was, like, 5. Because I was always making music. Music was just, like, music was and is, and I pray to God always will be, like, fun to me. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that I do when I'm bored. I just, like, I breathe it naturally. If I'm in a room, I'm gonna just start making the beat on something. So, like, I started freestyling in one of my mama's friend's studio when I was 5, and then, like, she just kept me around it. She put me in music classes, bought me, like, a drum set, bought me, like, a CD turntable. I know how to DJ and, like, scratch and cut and all that type of shit. Like, I was doing that shit from young. Like, when I was, like, 9, like, I was just into mixtapes and, like, DJ drama and shit like that. So I was learning that shit and learning about the rap game, the mixtape game, and all of that. And so then when I got in middle school, I was, like, kind of, like, I mean, we live over in the hood a little bit, and they be fucking you over in the school system, bro. Like, if you blind, they don't really give you work like that. So I just started making beats in class. And so then, like, I started recording myself because I had been rapping. So I was like, shit, fuck it. I'm making beats. I'm going to learn how to record myself, too. So
talk.
I did that shit.
So we're going to circle back to that whole blind thing. But you mentioned your mom's friend's studio. So is music a family thing for you guys? Is are you the only one doing it, or what's up?
I always ask that. Yeah, no, I'm the only one, but my mom, she just, like, she grew up around it, she was around it in college, and, like, everybody that she was cool with, they all made music and shit, because, like, everybody in Atlanta make music, so she just, like, when she saw what I was becoming, she had good taste in music, so she kept me around people that were able to let me explore and just let me fuck around. So
that's dope.
It was just like a thing. I just used to go over there and just, like, fuck with the keyboard. I really was just over there fucking around making beats, figuring out, because I started with drums. You know, funny, like he was talking about drum selection and shit. Like, that's the first thing I learned how to do. It's like,
yes,
oh,
sir.
I'm gonna copy the Timbaland type beat. I'm gonna, like, that was the first thing I learned. And so I used to do that on the keyboard. And then they turned the mic on and I just started freestyling. And it was on from there.
Yeah, man. Look, the drums is what carry the beat. We all know that. But
yeah,
I heard you. I heard you mention the mixtape thing. How you feel about that now? You know, the mixtapes. Is it still? It's not as heavy as it used to be now. So
are you one of them guys, man,
that, you know? Do you feel like you should put out a hot single and push that, or are you still a big project guy? Like you like to get the full?
I feel like you should do whatever the fucking game is doing to keep up.
Oh, that's
personally.
Get them hot singles out there.
See, personally, I'm a fucking hip hop head, bro. Give me the mixtape with 36 songs and the goddamn wheel ups and all them damn gunshots.
Yeah,
and DJ screaming over it, bro. I take that shit, bro. I love that shit. I'm
the 2004, 2005 mixtape shit. Yeah, that DJ drama.
Yeah, man.
It's the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yo.
That was the shit.
Yeah.
Man. It was.
You can't even tell the difference between a mixtape and an album barely today, except for the songs. Like, you can tell, like, some songs are just shittier than others, and it's a whole lot more samples on a mixtape. That's it, though, bro. Nobody hosts them no more. DJs don't be scratching no more.
And, you know, speaking of albums, bro, see, I'm from the era when albums was an event. It was a movie. Like, you had your interlude, and then you have
skits, bro.
You have
bro,
skits.
I was just talking about that shit with Label the other day.
Yeah, like, you make it into something, bro. Everybody else there put 11 songs on the track, I mean, on the tape and call that done. Dude, where the creativity at?
Even if it wasn't those skits, when you listen to the album all the way through, you'll hear, like, when you go to track 5, you'll hear the strings fading out from track 4 because it's a smooth-ass transition, bro. Like,
I missed that.
That used to be crazy, man.
Yeah, see, we got to bring that back.
I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. Don't worry, bro.
It's just y'all creativity.
Get behind me. We're going to blast this fucking door down, bro. I'm bringing the wave back. Don't worry.
That's dumb. So some of our past people that we've spoke to, they've come from smaller towns, and, you know, they're really trying to do their thing and represent the hip hop where they're from. Now you're from an area where hip hop is huge. It's
they got it right
what,
now.
What is it?
Got it right now.
What is it? What is it like trying to make it and really push your own sound somewhere where hip hop is so predominant and so big artists, you know, represent ATL? Like, what has that been like for you trying to get your own sound out there?
It's crazy, man. It's hard. Like, that's actually the hardest part. Like, it's getting the music out and getting people attached to your product. They'll fuck with your face. Like, I'm low-key famous in Atlanta, bro. Like, people know me here as far as, like not the comment, like, okay, how can I say this? Like, the music industry know me. A lot of the fans don't know me, but a lot of the people in the industry in the city have seen my picture or heard of me or something. But it's like everybody here is a rapper because everybody knows somebody. Everybody trying to do it. But at the same time, I've been very blessed and fortunate because, and I feel like it's because I have dope music. Like, Goody Mob retweet me, man. Like, they support me and they know I be saying I'm the best thing out East Point since Outkast. Ray Murray from Organized Noise, who produced all Dungeon Family shit, be saying in his live, he fucked with me. So, like, I've been blessed. This city has actually, like, shown me love. It's just, like, I'm now just trying to kind of prove myself and take those accolades and turn it into units and get, you know, get fans behind it and get more people attached to the music. And that's what's hard because everybody got a SoundCloud page. Everybody got an Instagram. Everybody trying to do this shit. So, like, that's the hard part. But
YouTube,
as far as the genuine love, it's been amazing, man. Like, I've been surprised at every turn by the accolades that industry people give to me. And it's, like, real. They stop me when they see me and say what's up these days. So it's crazy.
That's what's up.
That's dope. What is it like for you when you hear that beat? What is it that you're looking for in that beat? Is it a certain drum line? Is it a certain tone to the keys, to some horns? Like, what do you feel? Like, what do you look for when you're trying to find that right beat?
It's weird. It can be like one or two things and they're kind of opposite. Like, it's either some days I'll have a certain flow in my head So I'd be looking for a specific beat to fit like a template. But then I get so tired of what's on the radio. I'm just waiting for something that's different enough, but dope enough to stick out to me. So then I'm waiting for like, okay, somebody sampled a fucking gospel song. And it kept changing keys the entire time the song went up. So I freestyled the whole song in one take. But the thing that made that great is, it's like, all right, when this drops, yo, these drums have to hit absolutely hard. Like, right. It can't be no weird different shit and then your drums halfway slap. So, right. Like, the drums got to be hitting super hard every time.
That's it.
I like that. Another thing, I guess.
That you know, the percussion, I'm telling you, the percussion is the
Shout my boy, Smart Boy Beats, man. He killed that shit.
You know, as far as, you know, rocking the crowd, what's the biggest crowd that you can rock?
I was blessed. I had an opportunity to be in the Cypher as a part of one of the biggest hip-hop stations here, B103. They put on a car and bike show every year, and it has about 30,000 people that come out. And I think it was probably like 3,000 or 4,000 standing right in front of where we was at when we did the Cypher. So that's the biggest I've done. It was amazing.
That's dope. Now, also, for some of those, you know, who don't follow you or don't know, you know, I've followed you for a minute now. And you did South by Southwest, too, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
What was
Hell
that yeah. like?
I didn't get a chance to perform on like a big main stage at South By, but the experience was still.
You was in the building. Because, right.
Yeah, no, for sure. I got to, to link up with so many different industry connects. And just besides that, I'm not a person that cares about somebody's status. So, like, I don't, like, I say industry all the time, and I feel like people get the wrong idea about me. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. It's just that I'd be amazed that. How genuine that people are. But it was like I got to go to this freestyle meetup, and like it's there on average I don't really run into very many people who can freestyle, so to go to a place where there were so many people who were able to do it, and to kind of like we were able to finish each other's bars because we knew what was going to come, and like stay in the same cadences. It was just a real dope experience, man. Like I would definitely recommend any artist or like producer to go out there and just fucking like check it out, bro. You will definitely come back with some connection.
So what do you do when it's time to step away from music? Like what do you do to relax?
Bruh, honestly, like all I do is smoke weed, and then like I be on YouTube a lot.
Right.
And then I got a few close friends, so I be just talking, chilling. But other than that, like that's it. You be smoking and in the house chilling. I don't really be into too much like going out and shit because I'm paranoid, so
hey,
I just chill.
Hey, ain't we all
just stay to yourself? That. Yeah.
Hey, it's safer at the house.
With social media, SoundCloud pages, YouTubes, things like that. Now, your experience at some of these festivals and things like that, and having the opportunity to network with some people in the industry and whatnot, but then seeing what social media can do for people today, how important is it to an artist to try and link up with, let's say, somebody in the industry or stay independent, kind of like what Macklemore did back in the day, trying to really push that independent scene to the next level? Is that still something that people can do all this on their own, or should people still be trying to get in with the industry?
Get that check up front.
See, it's not bad to have relationships in the industry. It's the difference between getting in with the industry and getting signed, because like I fought with people in the industry. I'm in the industry already. Like once you do certain shit, you are industry.
Right.
So it's not really like that's the biggest thing I want to say to artists, man. Perception is everything. A lot of people think there is like some curtain and some like you have to have a blue check before you're considered industry. Man, no. Nah. If you're out there putting your work in and you're performing and people telling you your shit is dope, bro, you're in the industry. You might not be, you know, deep in, definitely. Like, you don't want to go around telling everybody that shit. Be humble. But
right.
Also give yourself credit. So, like, have industry friends. And, like, with that said, take away the level of awe that you show these celebrities, man. Like, if you want to work with somebody, bro, hit that man email and ask him like a person, because he get emails all day and he don't know the difference between you and him unless you tell him the difference, bro. Like, if you come to him and you say, hey, I got some dope shit, he don't know. How does he know? He doesn't know you. Right. So since he doesn't know you're whack, he doesn't know you're small, just lay it on him, man, and just they'll probably fuck with you. But to get back to your question, don't sign. Don't fucking sign.
Don't sign. He said, don't sign. Like, push your own shit.
Unless, like, they come to you and they give you something crazy that you know is worth, like, you can build your own shit. And that's the biggest thing I'm trying to really kind of fight with myself over right now, because it's a long way up and it's hard. But, like, once you do it, once you get, like, a few hundred K Instagram followers, once you really start doing shit, like, it's going to be like, they're going to come to you anyway. And then you're going to be like, do I even need y'all? And then at that point, yes, you do. Because they can pay for your radio spins. They can get you on Saturday Night Live. They can take you on international tours. So do your shit yourself at first, I would say. Unless you get a, like, okay, if Jimmy Iovine came here tomorrow and said, I fuck with you and I will give you $10 million right now to sign with me, I'd be like, big bet, let's go. But if it ain't no shit like that, if, like, honestly, bro, like, I ain't trying to put nobody on the spot, because it's rap legends that I respect with, like, a lot of, like, I just hold their name up and shit. But I've had artists from the 90s with independent labels and shit on my Instagram wanting to sign me. And I'm just like, no. Because I look at it and I see their artists and I see them going doing interviews and nobody knows who they are. I'm like, I don't care that you have a name and that I respect you and all that. If you can't do nothing for me, if all that money you have isn't helping me, if you don't have label expertise, your name and you dangling that fame that you have in front of my face is not going to do nothing for me. And it shouldn't do nothing for other starving artists either.
If or lack, give you that lack check, of fame, bro, for that
don't
matter.
Don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fuck with that shit, man. You can do that shit yourself.
So what you feel about this, or how you feel about this, this new wave of hip hop young cats coming in and they way into the game is beefing with somebody? How you feel about that, man?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's crazy, because, like, I'm 22, so it's like, it's really not a big difference between them and I, but they be on some bullshit, like, for real. Right. All that trolling is not necessary. Like, I don't know. I guess that's just the age they came up in. I didn't spend my whole fucking middle school, high school career on the gram trying to impress people to get clout. Like that shit don't matter to me that much. Likes don't matter to me. I don't always have to find the next thing to do to get attention. Like, I'm cool in my own life, who I am offline. Cause like everybody that know me fuck with me. So like I don't have enemies. So I don't know.
I guess that's the way to go.
But it's okay.
Let's circle back around to you touched on it a little while ago about being a blind artist. And so if nobody picked up on that, question here is blind. He's pushing a movement, Blind and Famous. We actually talked to one of your partners a while back, Migo Traffic. What has that been like for you, trying to really push your brand and build your brand with people seeing that too? Like, now you're not only this young independent artist trying to do your thing, but you're also blind, and not to make that sound like that's a bad thing, but people do look at that and, you know, their instant reaction is, well, how do you do this? Like, things like that. Like, what do you do to try and push yourself over that hump?
Like I said, man, perception is everything, and it doesn't bother me, you know, it doesn't get in my way, because I've been blind all my life, so I'm just showing up to perform. I'm just showing up to rap. Everybody else in the building is watching the blind guy do shit. I'm just up there spazzing. So when I get done, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, like, all these other people with so many excuses, like, y'all don't need to say shit. It ain't no excuse. And, like, that's, like, really, I don't even be trying to make people feel like that. I'm just doing what I love. But, like, it's they respect it, man. People really fuck with it, because perception is everything. And I always come in there with confidence, because that's who I've always been. So,
that's what's happening. You know, We Blonde, you know what I'm saying? And for me, doing music is inspirational, but it's therapy for me also. So when I sit down and I create music, that is my way of, I call it painting or coloring, or because I start with my blank
drawing.
Canvas.
I call it drawing.
Feel me? There you go. So you feel me then. And then, you know, when you throw that red down, that snare, you know what I'm saying? Then you put that blue on top of it, you got, and then you paint your picture, and that pretty soon your beat is on the paper, and it's just a beautiful color palette.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I, when I'm making music,
I love adding drawing. Sounds to my beat.
Yeah,
I love taking shit that people know from other places in their life and bringing it to music. And like, then they're like, what the fuck? Like, I know what that is, and it's in a beat. Like, that's how you draw
spoons
shit.
Shit
people really know. Yeah, man.
So how'd you come across the name Question? Mm-hmm. How'd you get the name Question?
I was actually going through a period of trying to come up with that fire-ass rapper name. And I used to just, like, say question mark all the time when I didn't know the answer to what I was going to say. Like, people would be like, what do you want to do? Question mark. So then I just started calling myself Question, and that shit stuck because people always say that. They'd be like, hey, Question. Like, I got a question. You know what I'm saying? So it's a household name. Everybody knows the word already. It's easy to say. It's easy to spell. So I just stuck with that shit.
What would be some advice that you would say to some individuals out there, some young kids that might be, you know, being told that they're facing an uphill battle with blindness or other sorts of disabilities, and they know that they're good at their craft, which may be making beats, maybe it's producing, maybe it's editing, maybe it's rapping, whatever it might be. What could you say to them,
bro,
to keep pushing forward?
Even if your craft is building train sets, bro, they told me when I was in high school, that was like, you can't make music. You have to go to college. Like, you're not supposed to do this. Like, that shit doesn't pay. Only a few people make it. And now, a lot of people in the industry, in the city, know my name. Like, and I'm really not even, like, I'm just getting started. Like, I still live at home with my mom, who basically helps me, manages me. She is the reason that I'm in a lot of the shit that I've been in this year, going to South By and shit like that. So it's like, yeah, so it's like, you can do whatever, bro, if you have family and you have people. And if you don't, like, just do it yourself. Like, you really, like, perception is everything. If you tell somebody something and you really believe it and you can back it up, then it's true.
Yeah, because ain't nobody gonna believe it but you. You know what I'm saying? So, people, this, we got this segment called Rapid Fire, bro, where we shoot off a couple of little... shoot offs at you, a little blast offs at you, and just ask them to the best of your ability. You know, so, we're gonna spray it.
Money or power?
Money or power?
Money.
Freaking the sheets or sweeten the sheets?
Freaking the sheets. Come on, man.
Oh, shit. What's your favorite color?
Red.
What's your favorite food?
Chicken wings.
What you bumping in your car,
that's
right?
But it's close. None but a G thing.
Beer, wine, or liquor?
Beer.
Nike or Reebok?
Reebok.
Netflix and chill, or a night at the club?
Netflix and chill, yo. Fuck the club. It's too loud.
Feel you on that one.
Feel you on that. For real, for real. Guacamole or salsa?
Salsa.
And the last question, the ultimate question, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Hell no.
He's a hell no. A hot dog is a goddamn hot dog.
There you have it right there, y'all.
Yeah, man.
Heard it right there. Question says no.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
You can't classify that. You can't classify that. It's not a sandwich.
That's like saying, is a brownie a cake?
That's very true. Actually, no one's ever put it back at us like this,
I'm about to throw that into the repertoire. I'm about to ask that. Is it brownie cake?
That's a bonus.
Yeah. Hey man, this is your time. This is our platform. This is your time. The spotlight is on you. Shout out anything you got, your YouTube, your Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Let people know where they can find Question at.
Bet, man. First off, I appreciate y'all, man. Vapor Radio is the shit. Y'all already know. Y'all can fuck with me on YouTube, Question Official. Please go subscribe. I'm always dropping beats and new singles. Question ATL is my Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Right now, we are promoting a new single, Pack. I'll be performing at Bonfire ATL next Sunday. Pack is the newest jam. Go check my YouTube for the rest of them, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are dope. To the fans, I love y'all. You know what it is.